His Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
God is transferring the wealth of the wicked. This is the final harvest. It is the big one. It is a transfer that's going to be above all other transfers, and it's going to come in and give us enough wealth to establish the kingdom quickly throughout all the world. God never restores anything to the place where it was. He always restores it better than it was before. You got to identify with Jesus. You've got to identify with this man that hadn't fallen. Because if you identify with this other man, he sees you as having greed. But God says, I'm going to make you plenteous in good. You are made for the best. You are made to be the blesser. God has got something for you that the world is going to look at you. You'll see from the north to the south to the east to the west, I have given you. Meditation is a God-given process that causes a permanent change in your thinking. I'll do it again. Meditation is a God-given process that causes a permanent change in your thinking. So what does it do? It produces an internal programming change. So I got to change my mind here. I got to change my mind because I got to get some stuff. And the average person, for some reason, does not want to think big. God was renewing Abram's mind. He said, look at the stars. He said, count them. What was he doing? He was getting him to think globally and generationally. People think shortage. They think that somehow God is limited in what he can do and what he can produce. And the only limit is in our mind. God created the garden. And who did he put in it? Adam and Eve. He said, now up here is Havilah, where there is gold. Why? Because Adam was designed to live like his father. The only reason we've been living lower is because of the sin which gave you a low nature. But once you've been redeemed, he brought you back to where Adam was and even beyond. Because God never restores anything to the place where it was. He always restores it better than it was before. Now watch this. So if that be the case, Adam had no problem with luxury. And the reason why he had no problem with luxury is because he was made like God. He was as righteous as God, meaning that he was the righteousness of his father. He didn't have sin in him, so greed didn't cross his mind. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 27. Say amen to this. Amen. See, you've got to identify with Jesus. You've got to identify with this man that hadn't fallen. Because if you identify with this other man, he sees you as having greed.
That's right.
But God says, I'm going to make you, this comes out of Deuteronomy 28, I'm going to make you plenteous and good.
Right.
You didn't think of that? God thought of that. Say amen to that. That this, he said, I'm going to make you the lender, come on, and not the borrower. I'm going to make you the what? Head and not the tail. You didn't think of that? God knows how you are made. You are made to be the lender. You are made for the best. You are made to be the blesser. Telling you this because we've been struggling to try to get somewhere, and the only reason we're struggling to try to get it because our minds are not renewed yet. What you need to do is get a belief system that lines up with the one that's in the Word of God, and your luxury, your blessing, your abundance will flow like a river. You won't have to work up. You'll have ideas come to you at night. You'll have inventions just come to you. You'll have say amen to this. Now that's what I'm talking about. When you see people, oh, you just grieve. That's because they're looking at it through a fallen man's eyes. Because in their opinion, even me telling you about tithing is wrong. I'm telling you right now, God has got something for you that the world is going to look at you and the devil's trying to make you think it doesn't belong to you. But every place you'll see, from the north to the south to the east to the west, I have given you. You go down. I'm not going to let you take second best. I'm not going to let you to think that this is not yours, because it is yours. I don't care whose name is on it. Now you can't go to nobody, stick them up. My name is Jimmy. I'll take all you give me. That is not the spirit of Christ. The spirit of Christ is to believe the word of God and then let God flow through you and watch things come to you. To stop playing games with the devil, making him work us and slave us and keep us in debt and keep us in bondage. It's time to take back what God has given to the church. Boy, y'all got me preaching here. All right, now look at this. Now, if somebody beside you don't believe this, don't hate. No, they're going to be over your house for a handout when the famine hit. When the famine hit. See, they talked about me when I came here. You know that he's kind of a prosperity preacher. They talked about me. I'm doing my ministers. But do you know, before it was all over, they were coming to me, asked me, could I support their program and give them a donation? Folks, donation means $2. God ain't looking for no donation. He's looking for some seed. Now, don't get upset with me, because I'm going to read all this out of the Word of God. Say amen to that. Yes, indeed. You coming back to the level that God has spoken about you. You are right up there with Adam. God doesn't make anything inferior. Everything he makes, whether it's clothes, whether it's food, whether it's cars, whether it's whatever it is that God has a hand in, you will see that it's the best quality that's made. You know in yourself, five blouses for $5 don't last 5 days. What you need to do is get you with something with some quality in it. But the devil tried to make us back out of that, go down to the bargain basement and do all our shopping. Come on up on the fifth floor and do some shopping up there, praise God. Get that stuff that you're supposed to get. I ain't talking about going into debt, pay cash. Say how much it. That's why the enemy doesn't want you. But I'm going to take you there. You keep coming here, I'm going to take you there unapologetically. Somebody got to preach this. We done bowed down too long, trying to be politically correct and all that mess. And you know same-sex marriage is wrong. You know. I'm telling you, I ain't coming down on nobody, but I'm gonna tell it. Now say amen, somebody. Sit down, sit down. Let me just finish it. Now, I'm not trying to offend you, so don't get your little old feelings hurt, because that's not the kind of deal I am. You know I love everybody, and I always love everybody. That's the way I am. I flow with it, because Jesus is in me, and he's in love with everybody. Say amen to that. So it's not about that. It's about getting this book manifested in this earth. It's time for it now. It's time for us to stop trying to placate people and be accepted by other people and so forth. You get that money, they'll all come to your house. You get that money. You can be dumb as a doornail, but you get that money, they're gonna come to your house. Watch it. There's a way that seems right to a man. But the end of that way is death, folks. That's why we're coming with the Word of God. God loves you. So the enemy has backed us up far enough. And you got to say, enough is enough. I'm God's child. He's the wealthiest in the universe. And I can't pay my bills. Look what it says here. Now notice what we're doing. We're building capacity to receive. Look what it says here in verse 57 in Matthew 27. When the evening was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus's who? Disciple. So Jesus had some rich people following. And I guarantee if you look up that word rich in the Greek, it's probably plousios. That means ain't nobody richer than me. I'm giving you my definition. Verse 58. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be what? Delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth. He laid it in his own what? New tomb, which he had hewed out of a rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. Jesus even got buried in the best. When he got that donkey, they said, this is a donkey that's never been rode. Man, that's like a new car with 0 miles on it. Now notice what I'm doing. This is not a greed thing. See, because I'm appealing to you for you to grow up. Why? Because you own the whole estate. Put it up there again. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 1. You own the whole estate, folks. Why should you be living much below your privilege? Now I say that the heir, this is you, as long as he's a child, he differs nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. Let's put it up there in the Amplified and let you see another degree of meaning for it. Now what I mean is this, that as long as the inheritor, the heir, is a child, and under what? Age. He does not differ from a slave, although he's the master of all the estate. The estate is the earth. Go ahead. That's your estate. It's time for you to take ownership of what you have inherited. He's holding it only because you won't go get it. And we don't stick anybody up. We take it by faith. This is hard to break through, boy, I tell you. But you see why the devil want to knock the lights out? He want to knock you out, but he can't get to you. So he tried to knock the lights out. When that money came over to Abraham, he did not work for it. It was transferred. I'm not saying don't go to work, but there's a whole lot of other reasons to work. You have a gift inside of you, and your gift does not come forth without work. And your gift must come forth because your gift and it coming forth is a way for you to honor God. You have to honor him with what he put in you. He expects you to let it show. You with me? If your mind hadn't gone there, your feet won't go there. Get your mind there first. Receive it in the spirit. And it'll trigger your subconscious. And all of a sudden, ideas, resources, all that. Because God wants you to do it without toil. All you have to do to be a billionaire is think like one. Look what it said, verse 3. Every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given you, as I said unto Moses. For from this wilderness, Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the who? Hittites. And to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. Hold it right there. In that, notice he only mentioned Hittites. If you know anything about the ites, it was Hittites, Perizzites, all kinds of ites. But notice he just mentioned Hittites. Why? Because Hittites comes from the sons of Heth, and it means terror. That's a spirit of fear. So the biggest spirit that you're going to have to overcome is that spirit of fear. Got it? Next verse. There shall not any man. Now, when he says any, he means any. See, no government, no army, no nothing is going to be able to stop you. Can't be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I'll be with you. I'll not fail you, nor what? Forsake you. As he was with Moses, if you look it up, when you get a chance, in Exodus chapter 23, you'll see how he was with Moses. He said, Moses, I'm going to give you this, but listen. I'm going to send an angel before you. Amen. He's going to do the work for you. Now, Moses, watch your mouth because he won't forgive you. Only speak my word. Amen. Verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt what? Meditate therein. How long? Day and night. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way what? Prosperous, and then thou shalt have what? Good success. Notice meditation produces an internal program change. It transforms your thinking to a higher level. So that's what you want. Not just me to give you this and you listen to it one time. You might have to listen to it three times. Are you following what I'm saying? So meditation makes every impossible situation possible. And God is giving meditation to you so that it's a process that causes a permanent change in your thinking. Look at Joshua chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given into your hand what? Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. So you got to see something. I said you got to see something. And God knows that most of our comfort zone has not been in the best. But he's going to rework your comfort zone. Your feet will never take you where your mind has not been. So God's going to take your mind there, and your feet are going to follow. God has plenty for you. Say, He has plenty for me. There is no shortage and there is no limit. The shortage only exists in our minds. You are a part of a royal family. So refuse forever poverty, lack, non-achievement. Recognize who you are, and you have been restored to the God class. From now on, this world is not going to control who you are, what you can do, and what you can have. I declare right now that your destiny will not be hindered from this point forward, that you have a new mentality, and that God is going to bring to you things that before you thought were impossible, and use you to finance the gospel of the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name.
Well, I trust that you are blessed by this exciting teaching. It's on the wealth transfer. Now, today's teaching is part of a powerful four-disc series. Now, here's a point you want to remember. Your image of righteousness, that is, being in right standing with God, that is, see yourself as God sees you, is key to receiving the wealth transfer. In other words, when you identify with Jesus, Jesus identified with the first Adam. In other words, before mankind ever sinned, that is the way Jesus walked. And He wants us to walk the same way. That's why it says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 1 and 2, there is therefore now no condemnation, zero condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Now, God refers to Jesus through the epistles as the last Adam. So He was walking as Adam walked in the beginning. Adam walked without sin. Well, he didn't have that sin in him, so he had no selfishness. And selfishness brings greed, it brings, you know, hoarding and all of that kind of stuff. Well, the wealth of God was not really meant for people with greed and selfishness. It was meant for the first Adam. But God wants to get it back into our hands. But before that, He gets us born again. He gets us in Christ. And now all of our sins have been washed away. We get our minds renewed to that new life that God has for us. And then we can go forward. Now, what I'm asking you is, how do you stand with God? Because it's very key for you to be able to receive the wealth of God and do the right thing, that you're going to have to be free from selfishness and greed and all of that. It's not meant for that. It's meant for you to be able to go out and lift a curse off of your city or your community or your family or whatever have you, and subdue the enemy in this earth. So, as I right now ask you, what do you stand with Him? Because you may not have ever received Christ as your Lord and Savior. You may not be in Him. And I'm saying to you right now, this is no coincidence that you and I are talking together or you watching this broadcast, because God wants to do something in your life. Now, in my life, I thought because I'd gone to church when I was a kid with mom and dad that I was fine. No, I got much older and found out I wasn't born again. Oh, I'd been in church, but church was never in me. So what I'd like to do for you right now is I'd like to firmly make you sure you're in Christ so that you could be a recipient of the wealth that God is about to bring into the church, and you can be a dispenser of His goodness. So if you'd like to pray that prayer with me, let's pray that prayer right now. Now, don't let pride stop you. I'm saying for you, you're going to be put in Christ so that God can use you to establish His kingdom. Let's pray together right now. Now, through this prayer, we're going to look for a miracle to take place in your life. It's something that God himself said that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Based on that, let's pray together right now. Let's bow your heads with me. Repeat after me. Dear Lord, I come to you now just as I am. You know my life. You know how I've lived. Forgive me, Lord. I repent of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for my sins, and on the third day, he was raised from the dead. He's alive right now. Lord Jesus, I ask you, come into my heart. Live your life in me and through me from now on. From this day forward, I belong to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise God. If you prayed that prayer with me, something has happened. Now, I have something for you. It's a book that I wrote myself called Born Again and Spirit Filled. I wrote it just for you. Praise God. I have it in both English and Spanish. And I'd like to send it out to you free of charge. Why? Because this tells you what your next steps are in terms of finding a good church and being water baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. All that's in the book. Praise the Lord. Because we know you just got blessed. Well, you see, you just got set up for the wealth transfer. Well, this is Bill Winston saying, we love you. Stay in touch with us now. Tell us what happened in your life. We're going to rejoice with you. And keep walking by faith.
God is transferring the wealth of the wicked. This is the final harvest. It is the big one. It is a transfer that's going to be above all other transfers. And it's going to come in and give us enough wealth to establish the kingdom quickly throughout all the world. God never restores anything to the place where it was. He always restores it better than it was before. You've got to identify with Jesus. You've got to identify with this man that hadn't fallen. Because if you identify with this other man, he sees you as having greed. But God says, I'm going to make you plenteous in good. You are made for the best. You are made to be the blessed. God has got something for you that the world is going to look at you. You'll see from the north to the south to the east to the west, I have given you.
Break the chains of mental bondage and enter your year of Jubilee in Pastor Winston's dynamic four-disc series entitled The Wealth Transfer, Volume 2. To order on CD or DVD, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327, or online at billwinston.org. The church has a mandate to demonstrate the full manifestation of God's word and glory that will free all people to rise in the wealth transfer. Order the wealth transfer today.